Hi, it's Robert Tripp Clark here from Vectis Radio, and I'm here at Arrowton Barnes, and there's loads of tractors and army trucks, classic army trucks, and I'm here with Adam, and you've got an awesome classic army truck, haven't you?
Yeah, it's a 1941 GMC, originally from America, and now it lives here on the Isle of Wight.
So how long have you had your lovely army truck?
Be a year in this June.
What's it like to drive?
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, it's easy to drive. Good brakes, good engine. Yeah, it's all right.
So have you got any more shows you're going to with the army truck?
Yeah, we got quite a few this year. We're over to Mayland next week for VE Day. Big convoy from Portsmouth up to Basingstoke. And yeah, we've got lots planned.
That's awesome. So what's it like to drive?
Oh, it's easy as long as you can get the gears right. It's a bit weird when you first learn to drive it because you're sat on the wrong side of the cab because it's left-hand drive. But apart from that, yeah, it's easy.
And you got a flag flying on your army truck?
Yeah, it's a USA flag because obviously it's a USA lorry.
And you got the star on it. You got a star on the door.
Yeah, that's the American star. So the Allies knew what it was.
And what's it like in the back?
Yeah, it's all right. It's all fitted out in the back as a camper, so we sleep in the back of it. But then when you look at it, it looks like it should do.
That's cool. And you got more shows coming up.
Yeah, we've got plenty of shows coming up on the island as well as the mainland. So yeah, good fun.
Thank you for letting me interview you, Adam.
That's all right, no worries.